It's great to have you here. Welcome to First Baptist Church Gunnersville. We are so excited. We've got two of our students that are part of today's choir, and I've enjoyed the whole process of getting to know Miss Karen and Miss April and all their team, and listening to this wonderful choir and orchestra last night. It was phenomenal. You're in for a treat. Our church is blessed to get to host this year's One Voice Student Honor Choir Plus Orchestra. And so what we want to do is begin this time with a prayer. And this is a worship time. They're totally committed to worshiping the Lord while they sing and leading us in worship as well. So would you join us now as we pray and begin this worship experience? Heavenly Father, Lord, you are glorious and you're worthy of worship and praise. My heart is full. Thank you. Thank you for this choir. Thank you for all the leaders. Thank you for the opportunity to be here to worship you. And I pray as they lead that you'll fill them with your Spirit. Help us to be filled with the Spirit to receive what you have for us today through the Word of God that they sing and proclaim. And the testimonies and everything, Lord, would point us to you and your glory. Lord, you are wonderful. You're kind and loving and gracious and merciful. And you are holy. And we worship you now in this holy time, in this holy place set aside for you. Strengthen them now as they lead us. Bless Karen as she directs. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome. We are the 2026 Alabama Student One Voice Honor Choir and Orchestra. Thank you for taking the time to come and see us today. This event is a partnership with the Alabama State Board of Missions through your giving to the Alabama Cooperative Program. Thank you.
Because of your gifts, we have the opportunity to come together and sing with other students throughout the state of Alabama. Your gifts also help us to memorize scripture and have these songs in our minds, heart, and souls for the rest of our lives. Thank you.
As you can see in the program, there are many cities and churches represented here today. Our prayer for you is that as you listen, you'll find that this is more than a concert. It's a time to sit and soak up the Lord's presence here in the room, to understand that he is always with you, even in difficult times.
We pray that you will feel the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in this place, and that you will experience his loving arms surrounding you with healing and comfort. May you know that you can trust God with the good, the uncomfortable, and even the painful. You can lay all your burdens at his feet. He truly cares.
May we rejoice today as we hear the words of our Lord, and may we humbly adore him and have fun. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity for us to be here. Thank you for all the people who organized this and help it make possible for us to be here. Thank you for the friendships that we make over the weekend and the safety you've given us. I pray that everybody has safe travels home, but most importantly, I pray that we humbly adore you and that we have fun and we worship and we don't pay attention to our singing, but only to the praise you and glorify you. Amen.
Troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take your stains, make you wider than snow.
Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside, a current that moves and makes you come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life.
Down to the river, down to the river to pray. Let's get
washed by the water, washed by the water. Rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river.
I've seen it move in my own life, and from dusty roads
like a tide, it is rising up deep inside a current that moves and makes you come alive. Living water that brings the dead to life.
Oh, 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 we're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river.
Washed by the water, washed by the water, rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. Let's go down, down, down to the river.
Say, let's go down.
Oh, oh.
Down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray. Let's get washed by the water,
washed by the water, rise up in amazing grace. Down, down, down to the river.
Have you ever found yourself in the dark place?
You know where I mean, right?
Where all hope seems to have slipped right through your fingers.
And even as you try to hold on with every last bit of strength you have left.
The dark place.
Where the black shadow of death haunts you as you sit in the presence of your enemies.
The world is crashing around your shoulders.
And you're surrounded by people.
But all you really feel is alone.
No one could possibly rescue you from your anguish.
No one could reach through the blackness of your sorrow.
No one understands.
Because you're in the dark place.
The place where that bully called you a name.
You lost the job.
You can't pay your bills.
The place where you held the hand of a loved one as she passed away.
You got the dreaded diagnosis.
You lost your best friend.
The place where you got the phone call that made your stomach drop and changed your life.
The place where nothing will ever be right again.
The dark place.
You cry out from pain.
You struggle.
You cower in fear.
You just try to find the strength to keep breathing.
You shake your fist at heaven and ask why.
Why did this happen?
Why am I here in the dark?
God, why did you forsake me?
And then you pause.
And remember, someone cried out those words long before you did.
Someone who understands the dark place.
Someone who is tempted in the desert.
Someone who experienced the loss of a loved one.
Who was betrayed by a friend.
Was bullied by a crowd.
He felt alone when he was abandoned by his disciples.
He was falsely accused.
And whipped.
He was crucified.
Stabbed.
Bled.
Died.
And buried.
In the dark place.
A hope.
All so that we can have a glorious light.
In any dark place we face.
A hope to shine through the gloom.
A champion to fight the night.
A savior to carry us through our ugliness.
A life to conquer death.
A Christ who understands the dark place.
and reigns victorious over it.
So that we may always cling to him.
In the midst of the dark place.
Singing amen, 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 amen. Sing it over. Now listen to my story. It
It's a story about my Jesus. Amen, amen.
See the baby, you know he's wrapped in a manger. Oh, no Christmas morning. Amen, amen.
See him at the seashore. Talking to the fishermen, and he's making them disciples. Amen, amen.
Riding through Jerusalem, waving palm branches in the pompous splendor. Amen, amen.
Praying to his Father in deepest sorrow, sorrow, in before Pilate. Then they crucified.
Stand and sing with us.
Thank you. Hey, so I'm Bailey Hunsinger, and I was one of those kids who grew up in church and knew all the right answers and had all the right things to say. I was baptized when I was 5, and I was always in church whenever the doors were opened. I was participating in, like, choirs and all kinds of things, but I felt empty. And you can't be saved by how many times you go to Sunday school or how many Bible verses you can memorize. You don't just have to believe in God. You have to believe that He is the Lord of your life and your Savior. And I was living for myself. I finally realized this sometime probably during middle school, and I'm not exactly sure when, but something just clicked, that something was missing. I started actually listening to church and thinking about the sermons, instead of just waiting for it to be over and wondering when I'm going to go eat. I started living for Christ. I didn't have some big tragedy, and I didn't go so far off the right path. I just started doing things with the intention of living for God and accepting Him as Lord of my life.
Let's take a moment to remember the power held in a single name. Scripture tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. The name of Jesus is more than just a word. It is authority, hope, mercy, and victory. It is the name that calms fear, brings healing, and reminds us that Christ alone is Lord of all. As we sing, may we not only say His name, but honor it with our hearts, our voices, and our lives.
Oh,
Amen. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that He is the Lord. For it's only by that name can we be saved, the name of Jesus. We're going to receive our morning offering. So men, if you'll come, this is a regular church offering today. But if you would like to give to One Voice Honor Choir, you can do that. On the back of your program, it tells you the Alabama Baptist State Board of Missions. There's a way that you can give online to do that. Also, if any of our church members would like to give directly to this group through the church office, we'll make sure it gets to the right place. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love You and we praise You. Thank You for what we've heard and experienced so far. We thank You, Lord, for the fact that we have a chance to give back of our time, our talents, and our tithes. Lord, as our church family gives tithes today to support the ministry here, we pray that You would continue that work of the gospel throughout our area, through the state of Alabama, our country, and throughout the world. And I pray, God, that You would do a mighty work. Lord, You know that the world is going through a difficult time now in many places. And I pray, Lord, for Your safekeeping of our people, wherever they might be, those serving in the armed forces, that You'll protect them, help them to do their jobs effectively, and that peace would come very soon. And we ask that You would do a mighty work. Thank You for this offering that's given, and use it for Your kingdom's work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, You're worthy of my praise. I stand in wonder of Your beauty and Your power. I stand on holy ground. Just to dwell here in Your courts is better. In Your presence I have found I'm standing on holy ground.
Oh, My name is Ruth Ann, and today I get the honor of sharing my testimony with y'all. So I got saved when I was 6 years old. I grew up a pastor's kid and a homeschool child, and those two traits come with a lot of pressure. When you're a pastor's kid, there's this expectation put on you that you have to be the example, you have to be the perfect child for everyone to see. And I really let that get to me. That perfect side, it became my personality, and it was all I was capable of being, even though I had faults, I sin all the time. And I really just started to struggle in my faith, because if I'm perfect, why do I need God? And that mindset stayed on me for about 15 years, starting, you know, from when I was 6 to when I was 15. And the stress of being perfect and all that, it just felt like a weight on me. And eventually people I knew started bullying me and talking about me behind my back because I was the perfect child and I had no faults. And it just broke me on the inside. Nobody knew, though, not even my family, until I got to this breaking point where, in a span of not showing any emotion, I let all of the emotions just crash down, and physically I just could not handle it anymore. And I just got to this point of wondering, like, what am I doing wrong? What do I need to change? And my dad, he had a pastor's friend, he asked me and my siblings to come play our instruments at his church. And the pastor, he shared the gospel in a way that I hadn't heard it before. He said that God had one thing on his mind when he sent Jesus down to the earth for us. My son is going to die. What parent thinks of their child dying? And it broke me. God sent his only son for the purpose of dying for us, who we don't deserve it. We never will. But he did it anyway. And I ran out of that church service just sobbing, and I hid in the bathroom for about an hour, just broken over my sin and what I had let myself become. And I walked out of that bathroom a changed person. I accepted Christ in December of 2023.
And ever since then, I have been living my life for Christ to the fullest of my ability.
God. He is God the creator, the ruler. He is the great I am. He's the rock. He's the lion. He's the lamb. God Almighty, who knows all, who sees all, who created all. He's the most high, the victor, the mighty one, powerful, the holy one. No one can compare.
Sees us, the one who hears us, the one who answers when we call. He is enough. He is Savior. He is Lord. He is the Redeemer. His right hand holds us up. Praise be to Yahweh.
Father, God, for sing, love, you are our God, so At this time, we would like to ask all One Voice Honor Choir alumni to come and join us as we sing How He Loves. While they are coming on stage, we would like to take some time to say some thank yous. First, we want to thank you for coming this morning and supporting us as we have presented this year's One Voice Honor Choir tour.
We also want to say thank you to the churches in North Alabama and Central Alabama for hosting our rehearsals as we prepare for this tour. We also want to say thank you to Ms. Deb Anderson for playing so beautifully as she accompanied us.
And a special thank you to our worship resources team at the Staple and Missions for making all the details of this tour happen. Thank you to First Baptist Church Gunnersville for hosting us this morning. We know that there are a lot of details that you accomplished so wonderfully.
Most importantly, we want to thank you, God, for the ability to sing, play an instrument, and make a song drama, to share your word and bring others to you. We want to thank you for loving us so intently, even when we disappoint you.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
Jesus, how I love Jesus.
Because he first loved me.
you heard the gentle yet powerful voice of God in your heart in the stillness. Take these words that you've heard today and allow him to marinate in your heart and just consider all that he's done for you. Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for this opportunity as we got to lift God's name and praise him. I will now pass it over to Brother Joel.
Thank you, Ella Kate. Thank you, One Voice Choir. Let's all, yeah. Thank you for leading us in worship here at First Baptist Church. We're glad that you are here, all of you parents, grandparents, family, friends that are here to support your child that's singing. We're so glad that you are a part of First Baptist Church today. You are dismissed. Go home.